as much as things change, they have to stay the same. So the whole, hopefully we won't lose our way from what it was like, the purest part of riverboat and that whole life. And chain of command is in jeopardy right now because of the HR-driven world, the legalistic world. Not so much HR, but HR is the one administrating it at these companies. And we're, the chain of command. We're the captains in charge, and somebody has to be in charge. It's going to evolve into something interesting if we could fast forward 20 years from now to see what it would be like. But there's going to be real changes in people and how we manage people on board a vessel.
You mean that the HR administrative, shoreside administration is kind of interfering with those
old values, those old ways. Some of them obviously were wrong. Like, I'll just nose into the hill, you get in a ladder, and I don't care where you go, you're fired. Walk up the hill, walk through a cornfield and try to get to a phone. That went on in the 80s.
Right.
Now you can't do that. That needed to go away. I'm not talking about those unscrupulous things that people did.
Yeah.
I'm talking about, this respect to the captain and this respect to come up and, lay into somebody, curse a captain, or somebody come up and you call the office and they said, did anybody else hear you say that? Did he? No. What's your word against him? He has to stay on the boat. Mm-hmm. And things like that happens.
Right.
There's a whole bunch of instances, but I don't want to give a negative spin on this, but it's a realistic spin. There's things changing on the boat now with that chain of command, and I think it's pretty much that's the whole nation's changing that way.